It's 6 p.m. Friday. Franny's letting me start the show. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Put your headphones on, girl.
What's your name?
My name is Michelle. What's your name?
Frangry.
I was scared to do that intro.
I know. Michelle's like, no, you do it. And I said, Michelle, do all the things. And then she gave in and did it herself.
True. Just like a big girl.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Let me just finish up the playlist, please.
Which you can join at WFMU.org.
Wait, I'm sorry. I feel like I have to start it.
All right, let's start again. You ready?
It's 6:25 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
Okay, I feel better now.
Okay.
What's up, girl?
What's going on? I think it's my Shut Up Weirdo anniversary.
Today?
We're around this time.
How long have you been with me?
I think we've been together for 4 years.
Michelle, you're my longest relationship.
Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a hard road, but I think we've worked it out.
The ups and downs have been worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships are hard work.
They are.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers.
Congratulations.
Thanks, bud.
Shut Up Weirdo really appreciates you.
I really appreciate Shut Up Weirdo. Thank you, Just Ted, for the anniversary gift. If anyone else wants to send anything.
Was I supposed to give you something?
Oops. No. If anyone else wants to send anything our way, please feel free. We have a topic tonight.
Yes, we do.
What is it?
What's never not funny? Like people falling or kids saying dirty things unknowingly. I know everyone's going to call in and say farts. So let me get that out of the way.
Get it out of the way.
Plus, FYI, they're not that funny.
Boys think they're hilarious.
Boys are like idiots. I mean, although I will say whoopee cushions are funny.
Are they?
Just because of the sound they make, because it's so weird.
What else is funny?
We had a lot going on the Facebook page yesterday.
Well, I hope people call and...
Somebody, actually, I told him so far he was the winner. I think his name is Tom from the Facebook page. He said that time someone threw their shoes at George Bush.
That was funny.
Amazing.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Call now, you'll get through. We want to know what's never not funny.
You can also join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Tom from Facebook, you are on the list.
We need some laughs tonight. The world is in crisis.
We're not here next week, so everyone needs to get their fix tonight.
That's right. 201-209-9368. Call now and you will get through.
We're playing Robin's favorite episode of Shut Up Weirdo.
It's her favorite episode? How do you know?
Because she said it. She said it somewhere. I don't remember where I read that.
Mm.
It was either on Facebook or last week's playlist.
That's one of my favorite episodes.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, that was great.
Meow, meow, meow. It was amazing. 201-209-9368.
It's quiet. We're all quiet here today.
I am abandoning my rule of I don't answer the phone until it's a full board during the summer, right?
Yeah.
But shall I wait till a half board?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls, how you doing? It's Kenny from Home Depot.
What's up, Kenny from Home Depot?
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, I've been in the lumber yard all day, but now the day is over.
Do you smell like wood?
No, a lot like polish.
You gotta talk a little louder and like more into your phone, please.
Sorry, I smell like polish.
Hot.
Yeah, like, but it's kind of poisonous. You don't really want to inhale.
Oh, okay.
No, you gotta
never
be
mind.
Careful.
So, what's never not funny?
Okay, so I went to Manchester, England, a couple years ago over the holidays at Christmas time because my auntie is English, and I was out at night at the club. And it was cold out, you know, really cold. And you see all these girls, and they're wearing mini skirts, drunk, without any other clothes on. That's always funny. Like, what are they doing with no clothes on? It's the middle of the winter.
Wait, but what were they doing? They were just drunk?
They were just partying.
They're just partying. But when you see girls with no clothes on in the middle of the winter,
that's funny. It's like,
and especially English girls.
All girls. It's like the girls during SantaCon when they wear like these tiny little.
Oh, God.
No, basically, but it's really more about it being freezing out. I don't mind.
Yeah, SantaCon is also cold.
I don't mind. Exactly. I just feel sorry for them. They're suffering. Why are they doing that?
Because they want to get laid.
It's their choice.
But you could take off your clothes at the club. Like, I mean, I'm walking around the street. And it's 2 in the
He's
morning.
He's very passionate about this.
And all the girls are in their miniskirts eating French fries.
Mmm, French fries.
Yum, French fries.
You know, what
French fries and French nudity. Fries this story's great.
It's got everything you like.
It's got everything I love in a story.
Yeah, you know,
food and nudity.
Fries, though,
nudity.
Mayonnaise. We love mayonnaise.
And then sometimes you can get a naan, a piece of bread with the French fries. That's crazy.
All right, pal. Have a good one.
Okay, be well, girls.
You too. 201-209-9368. We know you can do better than that.
Carmichael says, when you point at someone's stomach... Wait. When you point at someone's stomach and say, something's on you, and when they look at you, you run your finger up at their face. That's actually true. That's a good one.
Who does that?
Or when you do the... Hey, you know, I heard that if your hand is bigger than your face, it means you're a genius. Why don't you see?
Oh, and then you slap their face?
Never not funny.
So mean. You can't do that as an adult. It's humiliating.
Why?
I don't know. If someone did that to me, I'd be upset.
Come on, live a little.
Live a little?
Yeah, live a little.
I've
decided to stop being so uptight.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
When I want to say no, I'm going to say yes.
Oh.
Makes sense, right?
Well, no means yes, so.
Well, kind of, yeah.
But
don't you think that's a good move
yes,
for me?
Yes, I think it's...
Because I'm kind of, like, tightly wound.
You're not that tightly wound.
Like, structure.
What happened?
Like, if someone asked me to hang out at, like, 9:30, I'm like, nah, it's too late. Like, why? 9:30 is not that late. I should say yes to that. That kind of stuff.
If you want to hang out with them.
That kind of stuff.
All right. I'm going to work on being less afraid.
What are you afraid of?
I have a lot of fear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, that's a good one.
Thanks.
All right, I'm gonna work on loosening it up.
I'm gonna rule the school this summer.
Which school?
School of Life.
Ah. Okay, I support that.
Thanks.
I mean, I feel like you already kind of do.
I want to rule it harder, faster, funner, bigger and better.
Wetter?
Yeah.
Wetter?
Wetter.
Wetter.
Wetter and bigger.
Are you so horny or
oh
what?
Oh my God. Yes. It doesn't go away.
I'm okay.
I'm not.
I got laid though.
Sarah, you're lucky. I got a make out.
But it's almost like getting laid makes you more horny.
Yeah. If you like. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. What's never not funny? Lit up like a Christmas tree here at Shut Up Weirdo. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, just Ted.
Hey, Ted. Thanks for the present.
You're welcome. So
just Ted, you never give me a present for my anniversary.
Well, I mean, it's next week, but there was a reason why I sent Michelle's present early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, so, like I said, I love Schadenfreude. So wipeouts are always funny.
Yes.
But in particular, when little kids that you don't know fall and then cry.
That's not funny.
That's Dude, little hysterical. Kids getting hurt is not funny. Grown-ups
no,
getting hurt.
No, it's hysterical.
Oh, Ted.
I'm sorry. I know you think I'm an awful person, but it just cracks me up.
That's messed up. Goodbye. Have a good one. 201-209-9368. What's never not funny? Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Hi,
cool.
You're now on the air. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
You know you're on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to say something other than hi?
Yeah.
And yeah?
Yeah, I'll say something else.
Okay, go.
All right, so something that's never not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this speech, and if you Google worst speech in the world,
mm-hmm.
you get this really hilarious speech
mm-hmm.
where this guy just screams the whole time. It's hilarious.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Okay.
I don't know it. Guess you had to be there.
Have a good one.
You too.
I can't tell if she was messing with us or not. So you know what I'm doing?
You're going to Google it?
Yeah, because I feel like she was messing with us.
Do you think she's messing with us? Did you Google worst speech in the world?
Yeah. Okay. Can you turn the volume up?
Republican Party Executive Committee member.
What's so bad about this?
In the general elections.
Yeah, no.
We got punked?
I think we got punked.
Damn it. I'm too old to get punked.
Here's another one. Did you leave the volume up? Go.
What's up?
CEOs and executives you...
This is awful. She punked us.
2099368.
Can't believe I fell for that.
Can't believe you did either. All right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hold on. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. What's up?
What's never not funny is when you're playing fetch with any dog and then you pretend to throw the ball and they just spend forever just looking for it.
That's so mean.
It's funny.
And so funny.
It's funny because they're trying to be nice, you know, they keep looking at you and like moving around, but then you can tell they're getting frustrated. So I know that's the only time I'm mean though.
What's your name?
Amanda,
you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
For being real and, like, thinking about the statistics of this show, though,
mm-hmm.
usually the people at the end of the list are more likely to win.
Yes, that's true.
But do you think it's because they're fresher in our minds when we choose the winner, mm-hmm. or because they're just better?
They're fresher in our minds. The moment that you laugh is, like, right there still, so I feel like you're more connected to it.
That's messed up, though. Huh? No one's gonna.
No
call.
One said life was fair.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How you doing?
What's Chef? Up?
Hi.
Wait.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Guess I'm not here.
Can you hear me?
Yep. What's never not funny?
Okay. This is not funny, but it's also a sad story. I had a cat for 19 years, and he passed away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and got another cat. And the lady at the pet shelter said, well, you can't buy just one cat, one pet, because they're brothers and they're 6 months old. They've been in a cage together for the whole time they've been born. So you got to buy two or none. So I bought two of them. Okay?
Okay.
So I brought them home, and one cat was an outside cat. And I live in a lake, and we've plenty of little animals like mouses, chipmunks, birds, squirrels. The one cat would bring one in every day. The other cat would just go out and watch him. The one cat who brought in the animals went up a tree and would go constantly.
Oh, my God.
And the other guy would just come out and watch him.
Okay.
And one day, the one cat, who was the outside cat, mm-hmm. went out and got hit by a car.
Oh, no.
Yes. And the other one then would not go out of the house for 6 months. He went to the windows waiting for him to come home. When he went out, he went on the post by the stairs, looking for him to come to the driveway.
God, I'm gonna die right now.
Went under the sassafras trees, looking for him to come down.
What is happening?
Just like a child.
Why am I letting him
talk? You know, like brothers missing their sisters or their brothers.
Hey, guy.
Is that a sad story?
Yeah, but that wasn't the
topic.
That's
not the topic.
Yeah.
But it is a sad story. So, thanks.
I hope I didn't bum anybody out.
Later, yeah, buzzkill.
You didn't.
Well, you know, I went...
No. You think I'm going to let him keep talking? No.
I kind of liked his accent.
The answer's no.
I kind of liked his accent.
Dale on the comments board says, this cat story is never, never not funny.
I don't like it when you hang up on people. It hurts my heart.
I'm sorry. That guy wouldn't shut up, and he was saying nothing.
Maybe you should be like, I'm hanging up on you now. Click.
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Plus, it's not like premeditated. It's like I just hit the button.
I understand. Like you're an animal. You're an animal.
I just can't anymore.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's Rooster in Olapaw, Florida.
Hey, hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
So, what's never not funny, eh?
Yep.
All right. Well, Scott said when someone really drunk takes a nasty spill.
Yeah, pretty much. What, do you have an answer?
Well, you know, I spent 30 years in a room full of 13-year-olds. And so I'm going to give you what's probably going to be the most popular answer.
Oh, yeah?
A fart.
Yep. That's what we thought would be the most popular answer.
Yeah, we're not accepting that answer.
I'm glad.
So, guess, Rooster, your answer is unaccepted. Your answer is denied.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. When animals have sex, that's always funny.
That's always strange.
That always gets me.
No animals kiss.
I know. Were we talking about this somewhere before?
I think so.
Like last week?
Were we
talking about that? Or did I just have that conversation?
No. I think we had that conversation.
Yeah, that humans are the only ones that, like, stick their tongues in each other. It's pretty disgusting when you think about it.
That's because of the topic last week. That's what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember what else people said on the Facebook, but I can't.
They said Louis C.K.
That was me.
That wasn't true.
That was me.
Oh.
I'm Shut Up Weirdo.
No, I know. I didn't realize who posted the comment. I just saw Louis C.K.
I said Louis C.K.
When am I going to meet that man?
I said when animals have sex, because it's always funny. Uh, 201-209-9368. What's never not funny? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, the greatest radio station in the world.
Universe.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. It's Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hey. What's up?
Well, I really like this topic because it's reminded me of so many things that have brought me joy over the years. So I have two. One is the word trundle, which I don't know if you know what a trundle is.
Like a trundle bed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, that has always made me laugh. And then
it's
the second thing is people who are obsessed with ferrets. Like,
ew.
Yes, serious ew.
Did you just say ferrets, ew?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I was, like, obsessed with them myself. So it's sort of a self-hating thing.
What?
What?
You were obsessed with ferrets?
I can see that.
When I was, like, really little, you know.
Oh,
like,
come on, like... Robin.
But I like, at some point in time, I liked this thing called Ferret World on Facebook. And so this woman just posts about, like, all her ferrets and all the stuff they learned and different things that she's taught them. And it's like, you know, they don't learn anything. They're just, like, disgusting weasels.
So, pretty much.
Like, they're so... I don't like a ferret.
They smell so bad.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're like anti-pets. They're terrible.
They're horrible.
They're... Ugh, yeah. Like, they're... We're cringing.
I dated a guy in college who had a ferret.
Bad move, Michelle.
Oh, I know. Ugh.
Yeah. Yuck. Ugh. All right, Robin.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
I have one.
What?
Wait, I forgot it. I thought of it just now when Robin was calling with the ferrets.
What was it?
I feel like it was a good one, too.
When people eat bananas?
Ew! Why you gotta go there?
Because that's funny.
It's so gross.
It's funny.
Basically, anyone eating a popsicle, yuck.
A banana's grosser than a popsicle because bananas are gross.
Wait, oh yeah, I forgot. What was Robin's again? The ferret?
Ferrets and...
I'm trying to see if it jump starts my memory.
Okay, there's something else besides ferrets. I forgot already. 201-209-9368.
I love it when people after the show are like, what was your topic? And
I don't know.
I don't remember because it's like...
You're just in the moment.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember.
Someone asked me a couple days ago and I said I was trying to think of it. I was like, I actually have no idea.
I have no idea.
I have no idea who won. I have no idea what the topic was. All I know is that I had a great time.
Yeah, same.
That I had some laughs and I had a great time and I took her easy.
God damn it, I really want to remember. God damn it.
Oh, man.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Lots
your
of
topics,
girls.
What's never not funny?
Correct.
Children falling.
Someone else called with
that's
that.
Messed up, man.
It's spirited.
Really?
Hell yeah.
You're not allowed to say
I
that.
I cry.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. So, I have a good one for you.
All right, cool. What is it?
What's never not funny is when a kid is laughing, and they're laughing so hard that milk squirts out their nose.
That's funny.
That's cute.
Or when anyone squirts anything out of their nose.
For anyone, exactly. You're right.
That's a cute one.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, take it easy. Bye.
You too.
Oh, this is a good one. Jake Gould on the comments board says an old person cursing someone out in public. Yo, that's on the list. Because the other day I was on the bus. And some lady was sitting down and she had her bags on the chair next to her. The bus is packed.
Yeah,
and the lady did not
that.
Move her bags, right?
So rude.
Someone's standing in front of her and the one who's sitting down says to the one who's standing up, you smell. You need to shave your armpits. I see the hair. You look like you have money, but you need to take care of yourself. Go to the salon and get a wax. Wear deodorant. You smell.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And so the old lady who's standing up is like, do you want me to talk about your appearance? You need to go to Weight Watchers. And the whole thing goes on for like 25 minutes, the two of them insulting each other. It was amazing.
That's messed up.
It was so good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And so the old lady started saying Weight Watchers to the one who was sitting down. The one sitting down was like, you know what? You're right. I could lose some weight. But you haven't admitted that you need to wear deodorant. It was like a whole situation.
How old were they?
The one standing up was old.
Like 70?
Like late 60s, yeah.
Well, that lady should have let her sit down.
No, she wasn't getting up for anyone. I know. She was like that. I don't know. She had her bag there, and she's like, I'm not waving my bag because I don't want you to sit next to me because you stink.
That is messed up.
And all the dudes on the bus were cracking up.
That makes me nervous.
Little kids cursing is funny, too.
Yeah, that is funny. 201-209-9368.
You're off the chain today.
You know what's never not funny, and someone said this for one of our most embarrassing things, when a kid in class calls the teacher mom.
Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I love that.
Like, by mistake?
Yeah, like, instead of being like, Mrs. Whatever, they're like, Mom.
That doesn't happen.
Yes, that happens.
No.
Yes, it happens, and it's so funny and embarrassing. That happens, dude.
Just Ted just got on my shiz list.
Why? What'd he say?
He said, it's funny because you see your future.
On which one?
I'm assuming he's talking about the two ladies on the bus.
That's us two?
I don't know, but I'm mad.
I bet you're the one who won't share your seat and I'm the one who smells.
Absolutely! I'll be like, you stink, Michelle! Come on, let me sit down. No!
You need to go to Weight Watchers.
I like that that's what you latched onto, that I'm the fat one. I hate you. Whatever. At least I get waxed. She was even like, it was amazing. It was like one of my top 10 New York moments.
Really?
And I've been here for a very long time. Because they weren't. It was because
I wish I could picture it.
I knew
it
wasn't going to get violent.
Right.
And then they just started verbally insulting each other. So it was just like really funny. And I loved it when the other one was like, you know what? You're right. And I was like, damn, that's a good move. Hi, you're on the radio. Okay. That was like Charlie Brown's mom. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's me. How are you?
Oh, hey, Aaron. What's hey, Aaron. Up?
Hey, it's me. So, no, what's never not funny? One word. Frangles.
It's not funny.
It's never not funny. Good one, Aaron. You're on the list.
Funny. Making people look up Lemon Party on Google and watching their reaction. Are you familiar with that?
Lemon Party? We're going to look it up.
Just when you're off the air, trust me, it's better that way.
All right, we're going to look it up. Thanks for calling, Aaron. Excuse me.
Okay, girls. Happy Pride.
You're on the list, Aaron. What the hell is this? Why is there old people doing something dirty with lemons?
I don't understand.
Wait, what's going on here? I don't like it. What is this?
Is it about...
Wait, hold on. Lemon Party is one of the unholy trinity of internet pictures which all must witness to be quote-unquote jaded internet users. It's the tamest of the three. I'm Googling it.
201.
I think it's the one we just saw of the three old men.
201-209-9368. We want to know what's never not funny. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Wait, I'm looking for the naked one. I want the naked version of this photo.
Me too.
I broke the phone.
Again?
How do I find the naked version?
I don't know. Maybe we should look later.
No. I really want to see it now.
Well, if you want to.
Why can't I find it? Why is this so hard to find, Aaron?
201-209-9368.
It's three dudes, old men, naked, doing dirty things together. And I think it's called Lemon Party because they all look like this.
Oh, that's why? I thought it had something to do with their...
One is doing that to one, and the other one is making out with one.
Oh. 201-209-9368.
Everyone is saying LOL Lemon Party.
I don't understand.
Why can't I find it? Someone put a link in the comments board, please. I don't have time for this. I'm doing a radio show.
Are you?
I'm trying.
Answer the freaking phone.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Lots of girls tonight. What's up, lady?
Just was thinking that it's always funny when someone's wearing pantyhose. They go to the bathroom, and then their dress or their skirt gets tucked in there, and they don't know it, and they're walking around.
That's mean, but a little funny.
It is a little funny. It's not really mean.
If you saw someone who, like, walked out and had that, would you tell her?
Yeah, immediately.
Oh, yeah, I would tell them, but it would be funny until you did.
All right, that's a good one.
Have a good night.
Is that
you
a baby?
Too. Bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
That was a baby.
Yeah, I heard it.
Did you get Lemon Party yet? Is
nope.
that like all you can think about?
Yes. Someone said I didn't get invited to the Lemon Party.
It doesn't seem like you did. I didn't either. Do you hear this?
I know, but I feel like I want to go, like, way more than you want to go.
You really want to go.
I really want to go.
You have nothing
lemon.
Else on
Someone
your mind.
Someone please put the link to the Lemon Party in the comments board.
201-209-9368. Dude, you're getting obsessed.
I need... No, I'm
no,
not...
No, no, no. Don't be so uptight. You could think about that and then do the show, too.
Am I being uptight?
Well, we can't just sit here and waiting for someone to send you a link to the Lemon Party. We're, like, doing a talk show here.
We are?
Trying to. We're doing an impression of a talk show.
That's good. Hi, you're on the radio. We're doing an impression of a talk show. What are you doing?
I'm driving a car, so I shouldn't really be talking.
Yeah,
about.
We're not down with that.
All right. But I got two things that are always funny. One is old people farting, the second one is children falling.
What? Oh my God, it's the same two answers the whole show. Farting and falling.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, next time.
All right, bye.
Have a good one.
Get him next time, kid. Why do people think children falling is funny?
I don't know. It's not funny. That's so messed up. Hi, you're on the radio. If you're calling in... Wait, what? What is happening?
I don't know. Summer, people are crazy.
I'm quitting life.
Really, what's never not funny?
You gonna have a lemon party tonight?
Maybe.
Well, we don't know what it is yet, so how could we decide?
What's never not funny, person on the phone?
I quit. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, how you doing, ladies? Unicorn Nick here.
Hey, Unicorn Nick, what's up?
Hey, it's never not funny till you put an eye out.
What does that mean? It sounds dirty.
Didn't your mom ever tell you it might be funny till you put an eye out.
It's all fun and games till someone gets hurt.
Exactly. Well, that's another version of it, yes. And about the ferrets, a friend of mine got a couple ferrets, and he had an old Italian landlady. And one day she went to his door to see, you know, for something, and he opened the door, and she looks in and sees the ferrets, and she screams, "Rats! Rats!" And she made him get rid of them. She wouldn't listen to any explanations, not that they were slinkies with fur or anything like that.
Unicorn Nick. Do you know what a lemon party is?
Actually, I don't yet, but you can always take your own lemons and make lemonade, you know?
All right, thanks.
Does this have something to do with Beyonce?
You are obsessed right now.
You're right. I'm sorry.
You're, like, obsessed. I can see it in your face. You look crazed.
Everyone keeps sending me the same link, and there's 8,000 images of lemons on here. If this is a lemon party, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, I'm not understanding what's happening right now. They're all sending me the same link from some website called Know Your Meme, right? Except
Ben, so mad.
I have to click I to look at the images. And when I do, it's just a random thing of lemons.
Your world is falling apart.
I don't understand what I'm missing.
I'm so sorry.
This feeling is awful.
Listen, put it in a bubble and blow it away. We have a show to do. If I was doing this, you would be so mad at me.
Honestly, if this is the image, it's effing stupid. Like, I think that's it. Like, that's it? The stupid dude image of three dudes.
Yes,
and
that's
some...
what it is. Lemon Party is a single image of a menage a trois.
But you can't see anything. There's a bunch of drawings all over it. It's not even like they're naked. I can't see anything. What's such the big, like, what's the big deal? I don't understand.
Whoa, dude.
Is it me? Are you...
I just don't understand why you're so angry.
I guess I just thought it was going to be something that, like, I wish I could unsee. And this is nothing. Like, what? This is just three men.
I wish I could unsee your reaction to this whole situation.
I want to see that photo without the drawings. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, pervert.
Oh, wait. I think I just found
it. Let me see.
Oh, finally! Now we're talking!
Now we're talking.
Still not that. Like, all right, cool. Goatsy's worse. 201-209-9368. Join our lemon party. Call us. Hi, you're on the radio.
Thank God that's solved.
Why is it called lemon party?
You're on the radio.
Yeah, we're all on it.
Nice. Awesome. So we're still discussing unfunny things?
No, we're discussing things that are always funny. Not things that aren't funny. Never not funny.
Never not funny.
We're kind of discussing lemon parties, but whatever.
I saw this lady changing her tire on her motorcycle.
Cool.
That wasn't.
What? Someone just texted me and said we're too old to get punked.
We didn't get punked. We found Lemon Party.
The other lady punked us.
Oh, whatever. Who cares? That's in the past. I'm thinking about the future.
Lemon Party is just fresh on your mind.
I'm thinking about the future.
Front O'Brain. Are we okay now? Are you disappointed?
Yeah, kind of. Can you tell?
You got so riled up. I mean,
it was
don't care because I didn't care to begin with.
It was stupid.
It wasn't that stupid, but
two
it wasn't that great.
Two girls, one cup is way more horrifying than that.
Cake farts is way more horrifying than that.
Cake farts are amazing.
Cake farts was so good. Do yourself a favor, everyone. Google that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
What's up? Welcome to the Lemon Party.
Hey. So I actually know about the Lemon Party.
It's so stupid.
From 10 years ago.
So stupid.
I got it. But it was like, there was no drawings on it or anything.
We
it
found like, the unedited one.
Yeah, we found it and we still weren't that horrified.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because, you know, you got like a little image of it before, but
maybe even
the Lemon Party and like you're not expecting.
Oh, is that why you're just not expecting it?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I guess that's all right. I can give you that. All right, fine.
That image though isn't whatever. I've done worse.
And on the note of lemon, something that is always funny is if you YouTube babies trying lemons for the first time.
Aww.
Oh, no, actually, wait. Last night I YouTubed cats having brain freeze.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
They all make the same exact face. It's so weird. Have you seen it?
How do they get brain freeze?
When
they're, from, like,
when
a
they're
slurpee?
Licking ice cream. Oh. When they're licking ice cream. And they all go.
My cat used to love
wait,
ice cream.
The face I just made was exactly what
can
every
I see
single
it?
Cat does.
My kitten didn't do that.
Like
he loved ice cream.
Next to a cat or something. Like, when they're eating, they, like, freak out for some reason.
Here.
Kittens are the
look, Michelle. Okay, thank you, sister. Have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
Wait, this thing got frozen. It's should I pause it for a second? Because it's like...
Aww.
They all make that same face, though. Watch. Keep watching. It's supposed to be, like, lots of cats. It's not lots of cats.
That's not cute. 201-209-9368. Listen to us watch the internet here on Shut Up Weirdo. Not good.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
This is my life, and I'm not living it for anyone but myself. And I want to look at the cats getting brain freeze, so I'm going to look at the cats getting brain freeze. It's actually a funny video.
Let me see.
I can't find the right one. See, you want to see it.
Yeah, but 201-209-9368.
Here you go. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm going to watch this for 4 minutes.
You know what's never not funny?
What?
Nuns cursing.
Nuns cursing?
Nuns or other clergy using cursed words.
Cursed words. All right, thanks for calling, buddy.
Dude, they all make the same face. It's so weird.
I'll watch it at home later on my own time.
And then they just keep eating.
Of course they do. That's how I feel right now.
I was about to say that. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Jake from Commonsport. I got two things I think are always funny.
Hi, Jake.
Hi.
Wait, aren't you on my list for old people cursing? Or is that a different Jake?
Oh, that is. Oh, yeah, I put that up there, so you picked up on that. So there you go. I got it already. So.
All right, what's up?
Okay, so you got the old people cursing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about, like, fake curses? Like, in movies, when they put, like, a Martin Scorsese film on TV?
Oh, yes!
That's a good one.
Yeah, you know, Forget Me, Mother Farmer.
Mother Farmer.
I'm a Mother Jumper. Farmer.
Yeah, you are.
Mother Farmer.
Mother Jumper.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That's a good one.
You're on the list for the
Thank
for those
you.
Two answers.
Okay.
All right,
Bye.
Have a good one.
The Samuel L. Jackson Snakes on a Plane one is really good.
People are watching cake farts.
Do they love it?
Thank you for introducing me to the magical cake farts. I'm crying right now.
When she says, let's get this done.
Yeah, it's the best
That's
part.
My favorite part is when she says, let's get
this
done.
Let's get this done.
She has like a mass accent, right? Massachusetts accent. So good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You're welcome.
Didn't I show you that?
No, Kenny showed me that.
Oh, did you
and
show
I showed
me
it
that?
To you.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, cuties.
Oh, hey.
Oh, my God. My heart's a flutter.
I'm so flattered you answered.
Girl, we knew it was you. I was like, I got to get that call.
We've been waiting.
Bless. All right, so things that are funny, is that what we're still doing?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly get a good feeling out of putting somebody in shame.
What does that mean?
I guess someone who's trying to tell me a silly little lie, or they just need to be put in their place.
Wait, so like when you mean like essentially calling someone out on their BS?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that more satisfaction than
yes.
funny?
Yeah, maybe that's more satisfaction.
I'm all about it.
You do love doing that.
I love doing that.
You do.
People hate me because I love doing that.
It sucks.
You hate it.
I hate it.
It drives Michelle crazy.
I don't like it.
I hate, yeah.
Oh, yes. I wish it didn't have bad connotation.
Nah,
it doesn't. For you guys.
It doesn't for me. I love calling people out on their BS. And
wait, guaranteed funny. You know what it is? Just put a sock on your hand. I feel like that solves every situation.
A sock?
Yeah, put a sock on your hand and just take it out. Like, take it out during a meeting, take it out during a date.
A date.
Okay, so what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Victoria.
So, Victoria, you're kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
Because we love you right now.
Oh, thank you so much.
But you're a little on the crazy tip.
She's just a little weirdo.
And I'm into it.
Oh, I'm sorry, you know, I'm weird just by my voice.
Oh, my God, I'm kind of in love with you.
I'm crushing hard.
Do you want to hang out with us?
My name on the internet is Sofa Ghost.
Is what?
Sofa Ghost?
I don't know what that means.
Sofa Ghost?
Uh-huh. Like the ghost of a sofa.
Sofa Ghost? How'd you come up with that? She's listening to herself.
Whoa.
Okay, you gotta turn the radio
Victoria.
Down. Yeah. Get over your
you
fame.
You can listen to it later.
Yeah. Oh. All right, enough.
Bye, Victoria.
She killed it. Anyone who's talking to us who we like and then decides they need to hear themselves being liked.
It's just a very confusing situation.
Well, it's also just not, it's not
cool.
Classy.
But it's like you don't know when it's happening.
I get that, like, people get excited when they hear themselves on the radio.
And then if there's, like, the time-space
like,
thing where it's happening
that,
later.
But nah, dude. If you're calling into a radio show, you got to keep up some sort of, like, appearance of you know what you're doing, even if you don't. Like, you don't.
I understand. 201-209-9368. What's going on the comments board?
I don't know. I'm not looking.
This beer is making me burp.
What beer? I'm drinking water.
I mean, this seltzer is making me burp.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I got this.
Basically, someone saying that is never
so
not funny.
I got this.
All right, go.
No, it's just one of my personal pleasures. Watching, you know Denver the dog, that YouTube video?
Nope.
Where the dog gets confronted about doing something bad?
Mm-mm.
All right, well.
But I just don't believe that this whole show has to be about internet videos.
It is an internet video.
No, I know. That's not what I meant, bud.
Oh.
All right,
what about the video?
Oh, it's just awesome. This man confronts his dog about opening up the kitty tree.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, he pretty much asked his dog if he did it, and the look on the dog's face is priceless.
Okay, I'm watching it now.
Okay.
He holds up the, like, torn-up bag of kitty treats, and
yeah.
the shape of the hole in the bag exactly matches the dog's snout.
Is it funny?
Wait.
Not even, though, but when the dog starts, like, grinning and showing his teeth, and that was a good video.
All right, cool, thanks.
Yeah, great. I'm glad everyone's calling with... Like,
this isn't what's your favorite internet meme.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, he looks so guilty.
That's what I look like every day.
He's crying. Now he's laughing.
Poor dog.
He did it.
He's like, what, man? Let a brother live. walks away with his tail between his legs. Aww.
201-209-9368. No more internet stories. All right,
so we are now making a rule that you cannot call in with any more internet memes.
Millennials.
And we get that the internet is funny, but let's take this to real life, everyone, yeah. Please. 201-209-9368. What's never not funny? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Caroline.
What's up?
Oh, my God, nothing.
Angry. Listen, you sound stressed tonight. What's the matter?
I'm chilling. Are you cool?
I'm fine. Earlier on, you were just like, I'm going to let go. I'm going to start wearing maxi pads.
No, it's panty liners.
Panty liners.
Letting the show get to you, like, without your amethyst crystal and center yourself.
Oh, my amethyst crystal.
Your purple one.
Yeah, I know which one the amethyst one is. Thank you.
Well, look, just, like, don't let the show get to you. It's all just a bunch of laughs. It's getting hot. People are getting a little kooky. You don't have to submit to it.
Okay, thank you, Caroline.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye.
So weird. People are so strange.
I love it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling in with, something to talk about.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
I think, so the topic is like something that's never not funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one has a little bit of a twist, though, because I don't know if it's always funny to everyone. It's probably not funny to person that it happens to, but it's funny to the witnesses always, I think. Okay?
Okay.
So, there's two things. Actually, they come in the same kind of category. If you wake up in the middle of the night and, like, stub your toe on the bedpost or the door, or you step on a dog toy, or whatever it is, like, stubbing your toe in the middle of the night. If you witness it, it's funny. If it happens to you, not that funny. Okay?
Okay.
That's one. The other one is queeks.
Even the word...
Someone got pizza!
Not pizza. Queeks.
No. Michelle. Wait, hold on. Michelle is flipping out because from the studio we can see...
Who got pizza?
Who's walking in the door on the cameras. And apparently someone just walked into the building with pizza. You guys all just witnessed Michelle's reaction to pizza. In the building. There's pizza in the building, and Michelle flipped out.
I can't blame her, actually.
Just so everyone knows what just happened. That's what just... She can't even look at the camera. She's turning away.
But someone got pizza and
someone
didn't
got
tell.
Pizza, baby. I'm sure they'll save you a slice. Okay?
Okay, lemon party.
Why are you getting mad at my lemon party?
All right.
All right. Bye.
Anyway, what do you guys think? Is it true or no?
What? You were talking about you? I'm sorry. I was talking about us.
I know, but now I'm trying to get a little bit out of you guys.
You get nothing. Bye.
Everybody's trying to get something out of me.
Take.
Opinions is what I want.
I even forgot what you said, dude.
I said stubbing your toe at night.
Oh, that's not good.
And a queef.
Oh, a queef is funny.
Always funny.
All right. Thanks for calling.
We laughed at the queef.
I laughed at queef.
All right. Thanks, guys.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You got a real attitude tonight.
I'm not Snapchatting.
You are Snapchatting?
Wait, what?
Make me like that thing.
What thing?
The where you throw up the rainbow.
You're too far away. We're Snapchatting from the air, everybody.
201-209-9368. You got 5 minutes left to win the show.
Totally adding that to my
Snapchat. Frangry official.
Somebody had Frangry, and I thought it was funny.
Frangry underscore official?
No, you have a character limit. I couldn't even put an underscore.
Wow.
Ay, pero qué estúpido.
Who got the pizza, you think?
Because, like,
people are still here.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, I think a bird pooping in Cyndi Lauper's mouth. The fact that happened is incredible and always funny.
I didn't know that happened.
It happened while she was performing.
Oh, that's rough.
When did a bird poop in Cyndi Lauper's mouth?
They say when I think about that, it brings me joy.
No, I'm saying you can't say that many times.
Oh, sorry.
You're not paying attention.
Yeah, I'm always paying attention. No? All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
When somebody's walking down the street looking at the latest internet meme or funny cat thing or something like that, and they're totally
like
cool.
Lemon Party?
And they walk head first into a street light.
That is
I
funny.
Love it. Always great.
That happened to a friend of mine, and this guy across the street yelled out, "You can't eat it, stupid."
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That's so mean.
I know, it was funny.
You know what's never not funny?
Hmm.
Shut up, bitch. You laugh like a... What is it?
You laugh like a seagull, bitch. Shut the F up.
That is never not funny.
That is always funny. We only have a couple minutes left. Who's on the list, friend?
Jake.
With?
With old people cursing and fake curses on TV movies.
I don't think anyone should win this show.
Why?
Because I don't think anyone... What did that say? I got this? No one got it. I feel like no one should win.
Damn, why are you being so hard on the
weirdos today? Because no one was
that
funny
today.
I feel like they could have done better.
Damn, girl.
Whatever.
When did you turn into a private school teacher? That's messed up.
Well, I just don't think you should reward someone for mediocrity.
Wow, you guys. That's food bed getting hard on ya.
I just think they could have been funnier. Stop Snapchatting. You're making me so mad right now. If I was doing this, you would freak.
Why? It's funny. We're just trying to get more fans. Don't hate on it. Plus, you look beautiful.
Okay, keep going.
You look so pretty, just, Michelle.
All right, I'm not falling for this. We have 1 minute left. Please call 201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFM.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm back on Instagram.
What's never not funny is putting locking gas caps on people's cars and
what's
then putting
that?
A key on their keychain.
Wait, what's that?
It's a gas cap that locks so people don't steal your gas.
People steal gas?
Yeah, people steal gas all the time.
Really?
People are paranoid about it.
That is...
Yeah, so at the hardware store, at the automotive shop, you can buy a gas cap that locks with a key. If you don't have the key, it just spins in place and doesn't do anything.
That's not that
so
funny.
You put that on somebody else's car.
Oh, a practical joke.
But you put the key. Yeah, practical joke.
All right, thanks for calling.
Have a good one. Cheers. Hi, you're on the radio.
Last call.
We have four minutes.
We have 1 minute.
He just said, I got this.
Oh, you got this? Let's hear it.
How do we have one? Oh, we have 1 minute. Go, well, make it quick.
Up. What?
At a breakfast spot, and whenever... I sometimes give an egg sandwich without the egg. That's pretty funny.
Oh, my God. The winner is Jake from the comments board with old people cursing and fake curses from movies. Email me your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9. And online at WFMU.org. We'll be running a rerun next week of one of our best shows, so...
Cats versus Dogs.
Listen up, and we'll see you in... Or we'll hear... We'll talk
Two
to
weeks.
You. 2 weeks. Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah.
Gonna do this. I really am very impressed. Dale, this was a great idea. Your morning.
It's morning ministrations.
I love Red.
Very impressed. Dale, this was a great idea. Your morning.
Morning ministrations.
I love Red.
I mean, if we were rich, like if the station was rich. I don't know. Nobody likes us.
You're listening to Words on Life with Jack Lichtenstein.
I became as a CPA, I had a number of art galleries as clients, and so I became involved in a sense in the art world. And a lot of the artworks that I have are artworks by artists who couldn't afford to pay my my professional fee, and in lieu of that, I accepted their works of art. So each piece has a special meaning for me because it's part of the artist and part of our relationship. So that's in a sense is why I have the art objects. And as far as music and acting, by heart I'm an actor, in a sense. My professional approach is sort of, it's like an act, if you will, but it's an act that provides me with a great deal of pleasure, and it gives pleasure to others. So I continue this acting, not only one-on-one, but in performances, in musical comedies.
Turn me up, turn me up. Yeah, check it. A son of God, a virgin with a gun. Another song makes it to number one. Everybody's rich, nobody wants to die. It's a new day, airplanes in the sky. A hard-working mom drops her kids off at school. The world stopped. Today on the evening news, turn your cells off. The gas price fell, I was just a kid. Some days it's hard to tell. Hotel, motel, holiday, vacay, new year, wedding, anniversary, birthday, lunchtime, dinner time, breakfast. Another man got up today, legless. Let us be grateful for eggs and mother's milk. Does a body good, like wearing silk. We chilled out, rolling trees on the balcony. Gold teeth, living free in the south. That don't lie, dreams and bow ties. A magazine wrote it was dope, but young lady did a coke line. Clothes on the clothesline, nobody's at home. Just a kid at the liquor store, $1.25. Any prize at the bottom is mine. Close your eyes, make a wish. 6 minutes to showtime. The politician fumbled his lines. I changed the channel, there's a window in my living room. I like the travel tags on the metro. The girls in the bathroom, the white Lauryn Hill, the new D'Angelo album. Cincinnati hits the tree. I write a leaf to a beat on repeat. First class switch seats, a cheek drips the heat. His chain bears an angel. The game is tied up. The world needs a savior. I'm looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. One glance at the gods and earths, priceless. Huh. 144,000. Public housing, the Hugh Hefner estate. Rikers Island, the Django with a star spangled. My chain dangles, city of the Los Angeles. Attica, Attica. The bugs in the attic, static. Rap classics, black magic. Fear of a black planet, the aircraft landed. I'm Anderson Cooper, and everybody's English. Jim Tanji, Jim Jog Young. Mouse Dung, a man without a tongue. The weight of 2 tons. One gun, the benefit is a world peace. Everyone, Einstein, Edison, the president's medicine. Medical cards, free healthcare benefits. I switched my plates, moved to a new residence. I never got lost. An answer. Some more ass just to get over yo, just as we don't kick it like we used to have. I wasn't even drunk, I was screaming. I blacked out and we was in public that evening. Shit, might even called you a bitch. TBH, I don't remember. I still owed you half my rent. I remember, stepped out my body like this nigga. Hell nah, oh hell nah. Excuse me, wildin' off McAllen. I wasn't even drinking that evening. I was just thinking about leaving. And my ego was bruised like, I don't wanna fight. I just want you to feel the same way I feel right now. So I said what I said. First thing popped in my head. Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
God damn it, woman, I'm a man too. I got triggers too. Triggers. I tell you what, how about we both keep our hands to ourselves and keep it cool.
Cool, cool.
God damn it though, you know my ego porcelain. Would you do me a single solid and hit up Kevorkian? So he can kill it,
kill it,
let it die. But if I kill it, Lord knows there goes my drive, girl, kill it,
kill it, kill it.
Slapped in the face, like a slap in the face, and I feel it, girl. You gon' see a side of me that you don't wanna see if you don't kill it. Kill it.
Now what I say? I got emotions too, damn it. And we ain't about to call 9/11. Can't name one of us act up. Officer shoot first, show up. He gon' kill this black love, this
black love,
this black love. He gon' kill this black love, black love,
black love,
black love,
black love.
He gon' kill this black.